Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon, Coos County, and welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It is Monday again and a gorgeous day here in the Bay Area. We've been debating in the studio here whether or not we should just cancel the day and go out and play because it's, you know, we're not going to get too many more of these nice days this time of year, and I just hate not to take advantage of it, but it is what it is, and I'm here slaving away over a hot microphone. And the thing I want to talk about first today is something that I think is uppermost on everybody's mind right now, and that's the Coos Bay school bond measure. Now, there's been a lot of talk out there. It seems that I'm the only one that's standing up and while not opposing the bond, opposing the way they're going about it and opposing the amount, what we're seeing here really is the tyranny of the education system in Oregon. Now don't forget, folks, about 40% of Oregon's budget goes to education. It isn't that there's really any shortage of money. There's a shortage of common sense on how that money's used. And I'm sick to death of listening to people tell me, oh, well, we've got to do it. The schools are unsafe and it's for the children. Well, these same twits that do everything for the children, how is it for the children when they go on strike for more money? How is it for the children when the legislature tries to get the PERS situation under control and the teachers' unions and public employee unions take them to court to overturn any changes? That's not for the children, it's for their own pocketbook. And I don't know about you folks, but I'm getting real tired of being bludgeoned with this crap. It's for the children. Well, it isn't for the children. And here today, I'm going to give you plenty of information that you can use to verify that position, okay? Now, I don't know. Well, before I get into it, if you'd like to, I'm going to do something different today. We're going to have open phone lines. The phone number here is 541-267-2124. If you're outside the immediate calling area, you can call toll-free at 800-507-5569. But we're going to keep the lines open today for anybody that wants to call in and talk about this school bond measure. Because in talking to people, there's a lot of confusion and misunderstanding about it. Now, Saturday, there was a protest rally that was held on the Coos Bay boardwalk. And even with the really, really super crappy weather, we still had 25 or 30 people show up. And I had an opportunity to talk to quite a number of them. And most of them there are against the bond measure. But in discussing it with them, I found some confusion on why they were opposed to it. Now, I don't have any problem with people being opposed or supporting it, but it should be for the right reasons. So I want to preface all of this. There is no doubt that some of the Coos Bay schools need to be replaced. I mean, that's a no-brainer. That's a given. And I am not opposed, and I don't think anybody with any common sense is opposed to doing what we can to improve the capital facilities that we, the taxpayers, own here in the school district. The place I take exception is in the misinformation and the outright lies that are going along with the promotion of this bond measure and the way that the school board has gone about it. Now, what they're asking for is basically $60 million over a 25-year period to repair or replace three different schools. And my question is, doesn't anybody in the education establishment give a rat's behind about the people that pay the bills? Because that's what this is coming down to. You know, we're looking at a levy of roughly $1.60 per thousand. That means if you live in a house that's appraised for $200,000, your taxes are going to go up between $350 and $370 bucks a year. Now, I know it doesn't sound like a lot of money to a lot of people, especially a lot of the people that have come out in support of this, but there are an awful lot of people in this area. They're retirees, they're people that work their whole lives, put all their money into their home and did the best they could to get their home paid for before they retired so that they could afford to live in their own home. And a lot of these people are living on a shoestring. I already knew three of them personally, and I met several more on the boardwalk Saturday. So there's quite a number of people out there that they aren't opposed to education, but they're opposed to being forced out of their own homes. And I listened to the horror stories, and that's exactly what could happen, folks. People could be forced out of their homes because of this tax levy. And that's not right. I think everybody understands the taxes are a necessity if we're going to have the kind of society that we want to live in. But when is enough enough, and when is too much way too much? And that's what we're looking at. For the life of me, I don't understand. You know, this thing went down in flames in May. It lost by 34 votes. And you would think that would send a message to the school board that, hey, you know, the taxpayers aren't going to agree to this. We need to do something else. So what do? They come right back. They shaved off a whopping $5 million off of the original $65 million. Big deal. That's chump change. We're still looking at $60 million. So my question would be, why didn't the school board come back to the voters and say, hey, look, this particular property is by far the worst one. We need the money to replace this or upgrade it or whatever it is they need to do. And do it one at a time. And then once the construction is complete, then they could come back to the voters and say, all right, we've upgraded this property. We need to do the next one and run another bond measure. Now, one of the things that could be done by doing it that way, if the voters passed a second bond measure or even a third, depending on what's necessary, that first bond measure could be rolled up into the new one, so that you just have one payment for both bond measures. And in the long run, it would save a lot of interest, because the interest we would pay on the first bond measure up until such time as another one was passed and the first one was rolled up with it would be substantially less than going for the whole amount right from the get-go. So you save a lot of interest in the process. And by rolling them up together, there's a chance that they may be able to negotiate for a better rate. Anything's possible. But what they want to do is they want to slap the people in the face with the entire $60 million all at once. And I think most people can live with an incremental increase over a 3 or 4 or 5 year period. It takes a lot of the bite out of it. And don't forget, we already get a 3% increase every year automatically due to Measure 5. So no matter what, if nothing else changes, your taxes still go up 3% every year. Well, you multiply that out times 25 years with the miracle of compounding, What you end up with is about an 84% increase in your taxes over a 25-year period. That's without the bond measure. Now, the other part that I think everybody should consider very carefully before you cast your ballot is the fact that Marshfield is not included in this bond measure. Now, the school district already has plans for upgrades and improvements to Marshfield High, but what they intend to do is they want to get this one passed, and then they're going to come back to the voters and say, hey, well, you know, we've done all this. We need to do Marshfield, so we need even more of your money. And they're gonna try to do another bond measure. And this thing, it just never ends. So these are things to consider when you look at this bond measure. And again, I'm not denying that it is necessary right now today to do something to improve the schools. But the way they're going about it, I think, is just a slap in the face to the people that are paying the bill. It's almost like the education establishment doesn't care at all about the people that are footing the bill. All they care about is making sure that they get their regular pay raises and they get their PERS retirement. And don't forget, all of that comes out of your pocket as well. So you're getting hit from several different angles. And I guess a question all of us have to ask ourselves is, when is enough enough? And we need to take a break here. If you'd like to join the conversation, I want to know what you think. You know, you're the ones that are going to vote on this. Those of you that live in Coos Bay, or live not necessarily Coos Bay, but live within the Coos Bay School District, which encompasses some areas outside the city limits. What do you think about this? Do you think that this is a good deal? Do you think that the school district is approaching this the right way? Or do you just think we should just go ahead and give them all the money they want anytime they want it? So give me a call here, 541-267-2124, and let's discuss it. And I'll be right back.
Always the right tire, always the right price.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. With winter weather comes unstable road conditions. At Far West Tire and Auto, we've got you covered with great deals on American-made tires with up to $140 back in rebates on 4 select tires. We can have you safely traveling in style, so stop by and visit the guys at Far West Tire and Auto. Highway 101, Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
At Gibbs RV in Coos Bay, we sell more RVs than anybody on the Oregon coast. And we're looking for nice, clean, pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Want to get your RV sold without the hassle? Call Gibbs RV today at 888-3424. That's 541-888-3424. Local pickup and appraisal at no charge. And remember, we make house calls. Gibbs RV Superstore, 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. I was just listening to the Gibbs RV commercial. I wanted to remind everybody, Gibbs, they got quite an honor here a few weeks ago. They were named as one of the top 50 RV dealers in the entire country. Think of the hundreds, maybe even thousands of RV dealers across the country. And Gibbs is in the top 50. I would say that that's quite an accomplishment. And, you know, if you're out by their shop there on Ocean Boulevard someday, and you got a couple extra minutes, just stop in and congratulate them on that award. I think that's a pretty big deal, really. Anyway, I want to get back to the school bond measure. One of the things I've done over the past several weeks is I've talked to a number of people I know that are landlords. They own rental property. And I've asked them, okay, what, how's this going to impact you and the properties you own in Coos Bay? And without exception, every single one of them told me, well, if this thing passes, we're going to have to raise rents. So what it becomes is a pass-through, and those folks that are renting, you know, whether you're renting an apartment or a house or whatever, you're going to get socked with this. And unfortunately, the way things work, normally when a landlord takes an increase, it's normally a bit more than what the actual increase was to them. So I think you could probably safely say that if this thing passes, a lot of people who are renting out there are going to get a real rude awakening, because landlords aren't going to pay it. And the other aspect, I've noticed a lot of the people who have come out in favor of this bond measure, publicly come out and made statements, most of them are either pretty successful business owners or are pretty well-to-do in some way, shape, or form. And to them, you know, $300, $400, $500 a year is not a big deal. And they're failing to recognize that for many people in our area, particularly with the changing demographics, there are a lot of people out there where it is a very big deal. And just about every day I run into more people that are telling me, well, you know, if this passes, I don't know if I'm going to be able to live in my home. One of the people I talked to on a boardwalk Saturday is an older lady that I've known for many years, very nice, nice lady. And she just flat told me, you know, if this passes, she's going to lose her home. Now, that to me is beyond acceptable. There is no way that a person should be forced out of their home because a school district has not done their job properly. And that's the bottom line when you come right down to it. I was looking through some of the propaganda that they're passing out regarding this bond measure. And a couple of the things that struck me, one of them is one of the flyers said, well, it'll only raise your taxes $11. Excuse me? That is a blatant lie any way you cut it. It is a flat lie. And yet it's out there and it's being circulated, apparently with the blessing of the people that are pushing this thing. So, and the other thing that struck me on some of their literature, they've got, well, 10% of the annual budget is allocated for maintenance and upgrades. Which is true enough. But several weeks ago, I attended a meeting. It was a Republican Central Committee meeting, and their guest was the Coos Bay School District Superintendent. And I asked him flat out, I just wanted to ask a question. I said, well, what happened to all of the money over the years that's been allocated for the maintenance and upgrade of our capital investments? And his response was, well, some of that money was repurposed. That means that they took the money out of one fund and spent it someplace else. So yeah, they may be allocating 10% per year, but they're not spending 10% per year. It's being repurposed for other things. And I tried to pin him down and get a straight answer, which I did not get, but I'm pretty well convinced that they use some of that money to backfill on what the school districts have to pay into PERS. So see, we're right back to square one. It's more for the teachers and for the school district employees than it is for the children. And, you know, to be real honest, it is not the fault of the school districts that they got to spend the money on PERS. That comes down from the state. They have no choice. But they're all part of the same system that created the problem. And what they're looking for with this bond measure partially is a bailout for their own mismanagement. And I guess the question that the voters have to ask themselves is, are you willing to pay for the mismanagement of the school board? Because that's the bottom line here. They have mismanaged the money that we have already given them, and now they want more. And they don't care about the people that are paying the bill. All they care about is when their contract comes due, they get more wages. And when they retire, they get more from PERS. That's all they care about. And if you think that I'm wrong in that, just think back of all the times that we've been threatened with strikes by school districts because they didn't get more money. Now, how is a teacher going on strike benefiting the children? So right there, most of their arguments go up in smoke. And I've got to take another break here. We'll give something away. And when I come back, I'll give an example of what kind of teaching they're doing in the Coos Bay schools. And you can make your own decision on it. So before we take the break, I'm going to give you a chance to win some goodies from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. They're located in Coos Bay, North Bend. There's one in Walmart and one in Reedsport. And we're going to give away several things. Number one is a free breakfast, lunch, or dinner extra value meal. Those are kind of cool, really, you know, because with the extra value meal, you get the sandwich and fries and a drink. One free dessert of your choice. One free breakfast sandwich of your choice. One free sandwich of any kind of your choice. As well as a sheet with coupons on various products. It's basically buy one, get one free. I'm going to give all this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124, and it's your opportunity to win all these goodies from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. And I'll be right back.
And now your weekly car care tip from Tom's Bulldog Automotive.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Bulldog Automotive in Coos Bay. What's one of the first things that needs replacing on your car? The windshield wiper blades, and not usually from wear, but from deterioration because of the elements and the environment. Sun, even chemicals in the air and water can deteriorate wiper blades. Now is the time to replace streaking, chattering wiper blades. It's important to see clearly when it is wet out to keep you and your family safe and avoid accidents.
Go to Tom's Bulldog Automotive to have your wiper blades replaced today. They'll make sure your car is in tip-top shape for the winter. Call Tom's Bulldog Automotive today at 541-269-0399. That's 541-269-0399. Or go to tomsbulldog.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so I have insomnia, but I've never slept better. And what's changed? Just a pillow. It's had such a positive impact on my life. And of course, I'm talking about MyPillow. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep longer, and now you can too. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity, and Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has the special four-pack. Now you get 40% off two MyPillow premiums and two Go Anywhere pillows. Now MyPillow is made here in the USA, has a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090, promo code Hannity, to get Mike Lindell's special four-pack offer. You get two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows for 40% off. And that means once those pillows arrive, you start getting the kind of peaceful and restful and comfortable and deep healing and recuperative sleep that you've been craving and you certainly deserve. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity. You will love this pillow.
Do you like chicken? Your locally owned McDonald's is now offering their new delicious, juicy, all-white meat, buttermilk, crispy chicken tenders, showcasing a new sweet, tangy sauce that complements the chicken very nicely. If you like chicken, you're gonna love all the new buttermilk crispy chicken tenders offered in 4, 6, and 10-piece strips, all at your locally owned McDonald's restaurants in Coos Bay, North Bend, Walmart, and Reedsport. Try them today.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I want to relate a true story. So this happened. I'm terrible on time. Everything from yesterday could have been a week ago or 20 years ago. I just have no ability to sort that out. But I think it was 12 or 15 years ago, I was contacted by two different families. They had children in Blossom Gulch School. And they were concerned because one of the teachers there was using the students to promote his own political agenda. And while they came to me, they wanted to talk to the school board about it, but they didn't feel comfortable doing it, so they asked me to be their spokesman. So I did the research. I talked to them. I talked to their kids to find out exactly what happened. And here's what happened. This particular teacher liked to ride his mountain bike up on waterboard property. And that would normally be okay, except waterboard property is posted, no trespassing. And there was an area of town that was adjacent to waterboard property at the time where they were having problems with coyotes. Garbage cans were being tipped over, pets were disappearing, and the people that lived in the immediate area were getting concerned because they were afraid these coyotes might attack a child or something. So they contacted ODF&W, and ODF&W sent one of their professional trappers over to set traps on waterboard property to remove the coyotes. So far, sounds pretty good, right? Well, this teacher was up illegally riding his bike on waterboard property, and he witnessed a coyote in a trap, and the ODF&W trapper coming and dispatching the coyote. Well, this teacher thought that was just horrible. So he went back to his class, and I don't remember what grade it was. I think fifth or sixth grade students. Maybe it was fourth grade. I don't remember. But He went back to his class and he led the children to believe that this had occurred on school district property. And he gave an assignment to his students to write letters to the state trapper opposing his actions on trapping and killing these coyotes. And the parents that had contacted me were pretty upset because they understood why the state trapper was up there trapping these coyotes, and they didn't appreciate the teacher using their children to further his own political agenda. So that's basically what happened. So I went to the school board meeting. I got on a docket so I could speak, and I presented this to the school board, and the reaction was nothing. They didn't want to discipline the teacher. They didn't want to do anything. As far as they were concerned, that was quite all right for a teacher to lie to his students and to use those students to further his own political agenda. So this is what we have in the Coos Bay School District, which just goes to prove, in my mind, they don't give a rat's behind about the students. All they care about is your money and furthering their own agendas. And now they're coming to you and they want $60 million to rebuild the schools that they wasted the money on that should have been maintained and upgraded over a period of years. And that's where we're at today. Now, anybody that listens to this show knows I don't tell people how to vote. I give you information. You do with that information as you will. And as my disclaimer, I do not have a dog in the fight. I live in North Bend. Whatever happens, this is not going to impact me any way, shape, or form. Which, well, maybe that isn't quite true, because here's one of the things that's going to happen. If this bond passes, everybody's taxes go up. Property owners' taxes go up. Tenants' rents go up. But the other thing that'll happen, when you start imposing more costs on businesses, those businesses are not going to eat that. Most of the businesses are operating on such a slim margin anyway, they can't afford the hit. So what are they going to do? You take somebody that owns one of these commercial buildings and their taxes go up $600-800 a year because of this bond measure. Who do you think's going to pay for that? It's going to be their customers. So realistic, virtually every business in Coos Bay or within the Coos Bay School District will end up raising the prices for their products or services to offset the additional taxes that are going to be inflicted upon them by this bond. And this is something to keep in mind because, you know, you're going to get a double whammy out of this. Not only are you going to pay more in taxes for your own property, or in the case of if you're a renter, in the form of higher rents, but you're also going to pay more for any products or services that you purchase out of Coos Bay. There's no other way, folks. This is how things work. So you're going to get taxed twice, in essence. So all of this propaganda they're putting out there, it's a bunch of lies. It's a bunch of crap. It's nothing more than the education establishment wanting more and more of your money, ostensibly for the children, when the bottom line is they've already demonstrated over and over and over, they don't give a rat's behind about the children. All they care about is making sure that they have a nice income and that they get a nice retirement. And keep in mind, folks, their salary and their retirement is coming out of your pocket. And the question I think every voter needs to ask himself is, how much am I willing to pay for a system that does not do what it was intended to do? You know, they call it the education system or the education establishment or the education community. And all of that is gross misnomers, because they don't educate anymore. They indoctrinate. It's more important for the schools to teach political correctness and multiculturalism and white supremacy and all of the other disgusting crap that's out there than it is to teach history or civics or something tangible that's actually going to benefit these children throughout their lives. Because trust me, folks, this multiculturalism crap, this white supremacy, all of the other things that are happening in society, this is going to pass. It's you know, 10 years from now, we'll look back and we'll wonder, my God, how could we have been so stupid as to believe any of that stuff? It's going to fall by the wayside. I don't know what's going to replace it. Maybe some more craziness, or maybe some common sense. Because when you look around the country, and you even look around Coos County, the normal people have had enough. The normal people are starting to fight back. And I don't know what things are going to be like in 5, 10, 15, or 20 years. Nobody does. But it's not going to be the same as it is today. You know, who knows? Maybe the schools will start teaching empirical knowledge again. That'd be a refreshing change. And the other thing to consider, let's look at the technology right now. More and more children are opting, or their parents are opting, for the children to learn from sources other than the established government schools. Now, this creates a problem for the schools, because the schools are funded predicated on number of students per day. So if you have more students dropping out of the government schools and getting a real education elsewhere, that inhibits the cash flow to the schools, and they're concerned about it. And to some degree, rightfully so. But that's easily corrected. All they got to do is start teaching empirical knowledge instead of Marxism and political correctness. That's all they got to do. Chances of that happening are fairly slim until they're forced into a corner. But that's how easy it is. So what we have is a corrupt system that's predicated on things other than educating our children and making them ready for the real world, wanting more and more of your money because of their own mismanagement. And the question you need to, every one of you needs to ask yourselves, when it comes time to mark that ballot, are we going to continue to enable the same thing to go on into the future? Because that's what it comes down to. If the bond measure is defeated, the school district is going to have no choice but to go back to the drawing board and come up with a common sense solution that will work for the people that are paying the bills. Because they're the ones that are being totally ignored through this whole thing. The people paying the bills are the ones that should have the say, and that's why we're having the bond election. You get to, you know, this is one of the rare occasions that you have to express your displeasure with the way things are going. And regardless of all the talk out there about, oh my God, this is terrible for the children, they're attending unsafe, they're attending school in unsafe buildings, and oh, woe is us, and you know, everybody's going to die if we don't get more of your money. That's what it comes down to. It's nothing but a big whine. And they're reinforcing it with untruths, trying to shuck and jive you into giving them more of your money that perhaps you just plain can't afford to give them. Now, I'm not saying that the buildings don't need to be repaired or replaced. They most certainly do. But one of the reasons we elect people to a school board is to manage our money. And they haven't done a very good job of it, have they? So are you going to give them more of your money for them to mismanage? And then what happens if this passes in a year or 2 years, they come along and, oh my God, Marshfield is falling down. Oh, the children are all going to die if you don't give us a few million more of your dollars. Because that is coming. That is not speculation. That's the fact, Jack. This is one of several that are going to come along. And over the 25-year period of that bond, how many opportunities are they going to have to come back and demand even more of your money? Now, the tax bills went out last week. I know I got mine last week, and I think just about everybody else did too. Look at your tax bill. Look at how much of your money is going to the education in this county. And then add, depending on the value of your property, add another $200, $300, $500, $600 to that. That's where you're going to be. And how many of you can really afford it? Anyway, we need to take a break. I'm running a little over time. So we're going to take a short break here. If you'd like to join a conversation, I want to hear what you think. You're the ones that are going to vote on this. This is your money. It's not going to affect me. This is for you. What do you think? This is your opportunity to be heard. Give me a call, 541-267-2124. I'll be right back.
Roupon Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, makes pawn loans on firearms, gold and silver coins, and jewelry. Roupon Exchange is also happy to buy, sell, and trade from their huge inventory of new and used firearms. And with their extensive variety of items, from tools, electronics, musical instruments, and more, Roupon Exchange is also a great place to shop for yourself or others. So stop by Roupon Exchange at 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend, and let's make a deal.
Think about this. What makes you want to buy a vehicle you're looking at? Is it the price, style, comfort, the color? Sure, these are important and main factors, but what about during the process? What about after the sale? Jim, the owner of Jim Vic Auto Sales, believes customer service and a sales staff that does everything they can to help you is just as important, if not more. That's why Jim says,
if I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business.
Jim Vic Auto Sales, on the corner of Virginia and Broadway, and online at jimvicautosales.com.
Today's newer vehicles are more dependable than ever before. Qualified technicians keep them operating at peak efficiency. Bayshore Auto Repair, North Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay, have all the proper equipment and training to service and repair today's high-tech vehicles. Bayshore Auto Repair believes that care of their customers is just as important as the care they give your vehicle. Call 269-2700 for an appointment to keep your car, truck, or RV in top running condition. Bayshore Auto Repair. Top quality service and excellent customer care are their most important goals.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show, and we're going to go right to the phones. We have B from Coos Bay holding on the line. B, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, thank you, Jim. I just wanted to call just to support you in a no vote for the bond.
Okay.
I live in a community where we have lots of young families with 2 and 3 kids, and most of them live in trailers, and I can't see how these guys are going to make it if this bond goes through. You know, sometimes I make meals for them because both of this families, they work 2 jobs to
yeah.
try to make ends meet. I can't see them putting out any more money at this point. It's just...
Well, see, and that's the point I've been trying to make, B. It isn't just property owners that are going to get hit with this. Renters are going to get hit with it. And virtually everybody that shops in Coos Bay is going to get hit by it.
Well, these young families are property owners, are the ones who, and then there's a few who aren't that would love to be.
Right.
And they love it here. But we're going to be pushing them out at this point. And, you know, what's really upsetting to me is that we have, I think it was over 7,000 people who voted against this, which is incredible to me because most of the people I think who are working are part of the school district, teachers and administrators and part of the city. So for this bond to have not passed in the first place was, it spoke volumes.
Well, yeah, I think the school district is incredibly tone deaf for coming back with this after the voters have spoken. And of course their excuse is, well, it only lost by 34 votes. It doesn't matter. It lost. That's the bottom line. The people spoke, but they're not taking no for an answer. They're just going to keep coming back and coming back and coming back with the same old crap. And, you know, I had a suggestion. You know, do the schools one at a time. There's ways to do that are going to cost a heck of a lot less money in the long run and aren't going to be so abusive to the taxpayers. And you know, I'm not anti-bond issue. I'm anti the way they went about it.
Well, you know, if I'm on a budget, if anybody's on a budget, you got to realize that if the money's not there, it just isn't there. And what we really need to do is start promoting jobs.
Yes, we do.
More jobs and people get better pay, better working conditions, then nobody's going to worry about how much money they're spending on schools. If the money's not there, this is a dangerous bond.
Well, you're absolutely right. And when you look at the people that are supporting this, the people that are out there shooting off their mouth, oh my God, we got to do this, blah, blah, blah. A significant number of those work for the government.
Exactly.
They don't have to worry about their income because we taxpayers, you know, our pockets are endlessly deep. They can just keep reaching in as far as they want, as frequently as they want. And they're quite all right with that.
And the other thing is anyone who's listening, I would encourage them to read the bond measure. It covers furniture and more than just cracked sidewalks and that kind of thing. So,
oh, yeah. Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, thank you for the call, B. It was very good points you made, and I appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, this is the thing. The people that are left out of the loop in this whole thing are the people that are going to be paying the bill. And see, that's the tyranny of the educational system. They don't care. They really, honestly don't care about the hardship that they're going to put many people through if this thing passes. You know, have you heard a single one of these people come forward and say, oh, well, if Mrs. Jones loses her house because of this, I'll be happy to come along and pay the difference so she can continue to live in her own home. Have you heard any of that? I haven't. They don't care. Now, if the bond measure was to reduce PERS or reduce their salaries and benefits, boy, I'll tell you what, you would hear no end of the whining and screaming. But this is coming from people that, by and large, make a hell of a lot more than the average person does in Coos Bay. And the other thing that's scary as heck about this whole thing, if you look at the demographics of this area, you know, my caller B was absolutely right. There's no jobs. At least no real good-paying jobs. And right now, when kids graduate from high school, a lot of them flee the area trying to find a place to get a real education or get a job. So consequently, our demographics are changing. We're seeing more and more older people move in, retirees. And granted, some of them are pretty doggone well-to-do. But there's also a lot of people who grew up here and lived here their whole lives that aren't so well-to-do, and they're the ones that are going to get stuck with this. Now, You know, I'm not anti-government. I'm not anti-education. I'm not anti-bond. But what I am for is some common sense. And I don't know about you folks, but I'm getting pretty doggone tired of these. Basically, they're education terrorists trying to shame people into spending money that they can't afford to spend for a system that's been an abject failure any way you cut it. You know, they don't educate. They don't manage our money properly. And that yet they want more of your money so that they continue not to educate and they can continue to mismanage the money. And the question we got to ask, are we willing to allow it to go on for another cycle? Or are we going to nip it in the bud and force these people to do their job for a change? That music in the background means we're at the top of the hour. We're going to hear from some of our great sponsors. And of course, we're going to get some propaganda and fake news from the lamestream media. So put on your brain filters, suffer through it, and I'll be back in just a couple minutes.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. We're going to switch gears here. I have a special guest in the studio, a gentleman named Norman Fowler. He's from Panama City, Florida. That's right in the middle of this nonsense over the abolition of Confederate memorials and the abolition of a significant segment of American history. You know, that this is nothing more than another attempt to rewrite history to make everything politically correct. And, you know, political correctness is not what built this country, and political correctness is not what gives us the richness of our culture and the diversity that we enjoy. That happened on its own. It's only been since the advent of political correctness and Marxism, because that's what's being inflicted on us is Marxism, that this stuff's raised its head and people started to say, oh, well, we don't want to know about history because we're offended by history. Well, excuse me, it is what it is. You can be offended all you want and that doesn't change it. But, Norman, you were right in the middle of this nonsense. What's going on down there? What's the thinking of the normal people?
Well, by and large, the general populace is against it. There's a few interest groups that politicians that think they have something to gain.
Right.
In Orlando, in Tampa, they're talking about removing Confederate memorial statues
right
there, Jacksonville. And you've heard about the ones up in Virginia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the Charlotte and all of the other stuff. Yeah,
yeah, and it's beginning to kind of eat its own babies, this PC, because now they've decided that Christopher Columbus statue in New York.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The evil white Europeans that came to North America, and they were so horrible because they brought modern technology to the local natives, and somehow that's a bad thing.
And the Francis Scott Key statue in Baltimore was
right
vandalized. In a town in California, Folsom High School, somewhat off topic, but PC shouted, they decided that shouting USA is offensive and intolerant.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, so Portland, Maine has changed Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day.
Right.
Somebody has decided that Dr. Seuss is racist now. So.
Yeah, but everything's racist. I mean, getting up in the morning and breathing, that's racist now, according to a lot of the liberal twits out there.
Evidently, but rewriting and erasing history is something that the Nazis under Hitler and the communists under Stalin do.
Yeah.
Did.
Well, you know, that actually goes clear back to ancient Egypt. When once a pharaoh passed away that they didn't like for whatever reason, they did the best they could to obliterate any mention of that particular pharaoh. So this is not a new occurrence. The thing that concerns me, you know, let's face it, idiots are going to be idiots. That's all that there is to it. You can't cure stupidity. Stupidity is. It seems to be an inborn thing. You can't legislate it away. You can't educate it away. Stupid people are stupid. They're born stupid. They live stupid and they die stupid. But for normal people, why would we want to eliminate a segment of history that is actually, to me, it's a learning experience. You know, history in general is not a pretty thing. History is basically a series of screw-ups when you come right down to it. If you study history, you find out that 90% of the occurrences were due to somebody screwing up. Well, personally, I would like to have those reminders so we don't do it again.
You're so correct on many, many levels on that. But getting back to the statues in general, they want to eliminate them, and their reasoning is based on a false premise.
Oh, of course.
The Constitution doesn't guarantee your right not to be offended.
Well, you couldn't prove that by talking to liberals.
But they claim they want to take them down because they represent slavery.
Actually, I don't think that's true. Now, I've traveled through the South. Actually, I lived in Florida for a while. I lived in Atlanta for a while. And I don't think anybody with any common sense can look at those statues and memorials and see it as a memorial or a statue to slavery. What it is, it's a remembrance of what occurred, and in most cases, it's specific individuals that are honored with the statues, you know, Robert E. Lee and some of the Confederate generals and Jefferson Davis, some of the other personages of the time. And see, one of the things they overlook about most of this is the Civil War did not start because of slavery. The Civil War started because of the industrialized North trampling on the rights of the agrarian South. Slavery did become an issue once the war had begun, because there are a lot of people, both Northerners and Southerners, that thought slavery sucked. And you know, why should one human being have the right to own another human being? That common sense dictates that that's wrong, and a lot of those memorials have nothing whatsoever to do with the slavery issue and have everything to do with defending states' rights.
Yes, that is absolutely true. I will say this. There's a lot of half-truths, misconception, and outright lies in the politically correct history that's being taught today.
Oh, yeah.
If slavery was the cause of the war and the reason for so much angst some people have today, if the southern states had not seceded, slavery would have continued and there would have been no war.
Maybe, maybe not. I question that, because if you go back to the time of the Civil War, most of the Western world had already abolished slavery.
It was dying out. The Industrial Revolution was going to kill it.
Yes, you're right. It would have died of its own accord.
It would have
just taken God knows how many more years or decades before
that's true,
it happened.
Matt. And that's what I meant to say. War would not have ended it. But if the Confederacy had said right after Lincoln called up 75,000 volunteers that were going to emancipate the slaves, Lincoln still would have invaded.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't about that at that point. It was about states' rights, and we had southern states wanting to secede from the Union, and personally, you know, having studied this, I think they were justified in doing so. You know, of course, hindsight's always better than foresight, but, you know, if you look at the situation as it was then, and looked at our national economy as it was then, the southern states really had very little choice to ensure their own survival, because the way things are going, the industrialized North was on the verge of just totally economically devastating the South.
And with increasing majority in the House of Congress. So.
Exactly. So, basically, the Civil War was a defensive move on the part of the Southerners.
It was. Back then, they did not have an income tax. The government's, just about the sole source of government income was the tariff.
The tariff, yes.
So the North succeeded in applying protective tariffs.
Right, which pretty well killed off the Southern economy.
Now, the Southern beef was, okay, we're paying 75% of the revenue of the government through these tariffs.
Right.
And 75% of it is being spent in the North.
Yeah.
And this is not correct. And that majority was getting much worse. They were sliding more and more to an indefensible position.
So. Right. But, you know, what we're seeing now just totally ignores the facts of history, and it's all predicated, and all this originates from Marxism, by the way. But it totally ignores reality in favor of a narrative that's based on untruths. And, you know, that's where the rub comes in, because there's still normal people out there in the country that understand reality and prefer to govern their lives based on facts, as opposed to all these, I call them neo-Marxists, because they've just now discovered the wonderfulness of being oppressed by government, and they think that's wonderful. But, you know, I want to talk more about this, but I looked at the clock. I got to take a break. So we're going to take a short break here, and we'll come back with Norman Fowler, and we'll talk more about this nonsense going on about Confederate monuments. So please stay with us.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto. I was wondering how your tires are holding up on the wet, slick roads out there. If you are ready for a new set of tires, stop by Far West Tire and Auto, where you can get up to $140 back in rebates when you purchase four select Goodyear tires. Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
At Gibbs RV in Coos Bay, we sell more RVs than anybody on the Oregon coast. And we're looking for nice, clean, pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Want to get your RV sold without the hassle? Call Gibbs RV today at 888-3424. That's 541-888-3424. Local pickup and appraisal at no charge. And remember, we make house calls. Gibbs RV Superstore, 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I have with me Norman Fowler. Norman's from Panama City, Florida. He's called into the show from Panama City, and he's right in the midst of this turmoil that's going on regarding the elimination of Confederate Civil War monuments because some little snowflake got his feelings hurt because he didn't understand what the hell the whole thing was about to begin with. But you're kind of right in the center of this movement. And how's this impacting the normal people around there? Are they starting to get tired of it?
They are. They're getting very tired of it. And they've reached the conclusion that, like you said before, this is just PC idiocy. And they think that it's reached the point where these people are doing it just because they found out they could do it.
Yeah. I don't remember who said it. One of the philosophers said that those who fail to understand history are destined to repeat it.
Yes.
And here we've got a bunch of idiot people out there, and I use that term intentionally because they are idiots. We got a bunch of idiot people out there that are trying to erase a segment of American history. And, you know, the Civil War was a horrible thing. It was literally brother against brother. Families were divided because of it. There was a lot of turmoil at the time and a lot of unrest. And even at the time, I've done quite a bit of study on the Civil War. Even then, a lot of the people who fought on both sides didn't really understand the underlying issues. And the slavery issue didn't really become a part of the Civil War until the war had been going on approximately 9 to 12 months. And that's when the slavery issue came up. And from then on, that became the rallying cry. But that wasn't the reason the war began to be initially. And I would think, you know, for such a huge dynamic country as the United States is, I would think that we would want to remember our mistakes so we don't do it again. But by eliminating those mistakes, the younger people, particularly the ones that are indoctrinated into government schools, they have no point of reference. How do they know that that's wrong?
They don't by reading the history books these days.
No.
I would question if any history book, because I asked this of a person that wanted to take down a statue in Dofuniak Springs. I said, do you know what the Corwin Amendment was? That's the original 13th Amendment.
Right. Yeah.
And he said, no, he'd never heard of it. I said, this amendment was mentioned in Lincoln's first inaugural address, and he supported it.
Yeah.
It was an amendment which basically enshrined slavery into the Constitution.
Yeah.
And it was actually passed, it was actually ratified by a couple of northern states, and then the war
broke out. And stopped it. But that was actually kind of the flashpoint that... Again, though, that was not the primary issue for the war starting. It was just, the Civil War, like a lot of wars, if you study history, you find out that virtually every war that's ever occurred, with very rare exceptions, is not due to any one specific event. It's a culmination of a whole bunch of little things that build up and build up and build up to the point where, to some people, it becomes intolerable and justifies war. Well, that's kind of what happened with the Civil War. There was quite a number of little things happening, most of them that penalized the agrarian South, because with the advent of the Industrial Revolution, there are a lot of people... They looked into the future and saw, okay, this is just the beginning of this. Things are going to change dramatically. And because of that, because of the new technology and the, how can I phrase this? The conveniences offered by a lot of the new technology, people thought, hey, you know, this is a great thing. You know, the old days of getting up in the middle of the night and working 14, 16 hours a day and doing the same thing the next day, it looks like an end for that maybe in sight. So let's embrace this technology and improve everybody's lives. And because of that attitude, the people who were pushing that did not take into account the people whose lives and livelihoods depended on the traditional forms. Now, at the time, slavery was a traditional form of agriculture, large agriculture. You know, your local family-owned farms, none of them owned slaves. It was basically the big landholders and very affluent. But it was going to affect everyone equally, the rich and poor alike in the South. If the North got their way regarding the increased tariffs, it basically what it was going to do, it was going to price the South out of the market for their agrarian products, basically cotton and foodstuffs. So the South really didn't have a choice, and most of the people that are honored with the monuments, you know, Jefferson Davis, a lot of people don't realize this, Jefferson Davis was opposed to slavery, as was Robert E. Lee.
Robert E. Lee freed his slaves.
Yes.
Grant's wife had slaves. Grant didn't free those until the 13th Amendment that we have now.
Right, until the current 13th Amendment freed the slaves. That's true, and that's true of a lot of Northerners. They're pretty hypocritical when you come right down to it. But, you know, history is a messy thing. Nothing's cut and dried. Nothing is linear. Everything has... I kind of envision history as a river flowing with hundreds of thousands of tributaries flowing into it that contribute to it. And until you understand what those tributaries mean, it's pretty difficult to get a handle on history. And then you look at this bunch of just complete, absolute idiots out there that are pushing this crap. It's kind of hand in hand with a number of polls that have been conducted just in the last several months. Did you know that 3 in 5 college students cannot even name the three branches of government?
I'm not surprised.
3 in 5. That sucks. And these are college students. You know? When there was a survey asking people, well, what is GNP, gross national product? Only 1 in 12 could give a viable answer. These are people that were educated in the government schools. They know virtually nothing about everything, and they're the ones out there trying to undermine the history that they never even bothered to learn, and want to deprive the rest of us of the knowledge and experience that the Civil War brought to us, so we didn't make the same mistake again.
Yeah, they probably graduated from a high school that did away with the valedictorian and the salutatorian, because that may prove offensive to somebody.
Oh,
got
yeah.
Got a medal for participation.
Well, some lowlife that didn't do his homework, he gets all upset because somebody gets to be valedictorian while he's got a 1.1 grade average, you know?
They used to teach civics in school. They don't do that anymore.
No, they don't. And a lot of the issues that we face right now, this just being one of them, have come about because our so-called education system has not educated, it has indoctrinated.
Yes.
You know, when you take kids that have no point of reference because they haven't lived long enough, they have no point of reference, and you teach them things that are just patently untrue. They don't know the difference. They don't know it's untrue because they don't have the experience. And we're creating an entire generation of young people through no fault of their own. You know, the kids are not stupid. They're just misinformed and miseducated. they're going out there and they're trying to change the country for what they believe is the better, but their beliefs are predicated on basic lies. And in a way, I guess that ties in with our local bond issue here. You know, why do we want to give more money to a system that basically lies to our children?
Maybe these are the same people who don't believe that government lies to them.
Oh, no, you know, government would never. Are you kidding me? You believe that our government or the politicians would lie? I mean, these are the cream of the crop, right?
Yes. if you listen to them, yes.
Well, yeah, but, I'm reminded of that U.S. representative from Florida, the one that's causing all of this the crap because of Trump calling a woman about her husband being killed someplace in Africa. Anyway, Trump called up to wish
Niger.
Her good, yeah, Niger. Trump calls this woman to offer condolences on behalf of the country for the loss of her husband. And then this idiot, this woman, this representative, she looks like have you ever seen the movie Killer Clowns from Outer Space? It was a B movie from back in, I think, the 60s or 70s. It was so campy and ridiculous that it was almost worth watching. Frederica Wilson, that's her name. But this woman dresses like a clown. She wears a sequin cowboy hat and this gigantic fake flower on her lapel. And she goes out there and now I did an analysis of some of the things she said. Virtually everything she said was contrary to the way she has voted in the House of Representatives. So the woman's an inveterate liar, which I guess is no surprise. She's a Democrat. But this is the kind of thing that grabs the attention of social media, just like the monuments thing. Social media gets a hold of it, and social media collectively is probably the least educated, least willing to learn, and stupidest group of people on the entire planet.
You're so right about that. She's a congressman. She was looking for something to be offended about. So.
Well, you got to remember that we've created a society now where we have a significant group of people that I refer to as the perpetually offended. There is absolutely nothing that anybody can do to keep these people from being offended over something. The only way to deal with people like that, look them in the eye and say, oh, you're offended. Gee, so what's your point? Ask me if I care.
If there's a group of people that needs to be offended, I would say that it would probably be the American Indians. That's just my thought.
Well, you know, I'll agree with you to a large degree. However, if you study that situation, you find out there was just as much lying and deceit from one side as the other in those times. Both sides lied. Both sides were jockeying for position. Unfortunately for the American Indians, they didn't have the horsepower that Washington, D.C. does, and basically they lost due to attrition. So,
same way the South did.
Pretty much. We do need to take another break here, and I'll tell you what, let's give something away during this break, okay? I know people like it when we give stuff away. I kind of like it myself, to tell you the truth. This is from the Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. They're located on Highway 101 at the foot of Newmark. Pretty much everybody knows where they're at. They're open 7 days a week from 11 in the morning to 9:30 at night. You can dine in, you can carry out, or they deliver. And they've got really good service and really good food. And I can say that with all honesty because I eat there fairly frequently. But what they're offering is a house special dinner. It includes barbecued pork, sweet and sour pork, fried shrimp, a spring roll, pork fried rice, and pork chow mein. It's a huge meal. And I'm going to give this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be caller number 3 and win a house special dinner at the Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. And I'll be right back.
Roupon Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, makes pawn loans on firearms, gold and silver coins, and jewelry. Roupon Exchange is also happy to buy, sell, and trade from their huge inventory of new and used firearms. And with their extensive variety of items, from tools, electronics, musical instruments, and more, Roupon Exchange is also a great place to shop for yourself or others. So stop by Roupon Exchange at 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend, and let's make a deal.
In just a fast few minutes from right now, you can have life insurance for up to $500,000 without taking a medical exam and without leaving your home. We're Fast Life, and we're going to make this easy and fast. Odds are that you don't have enough insurance, or you're paying way too much for what you got, or you don't have any, and that's not good. Listen, nobody likes to think about life insurance, but we're grown-ups now, so call and protect your family. 1-800-254-9567, or go to fastlife.life. You've got insurance? That's great, but you may be able to get more coverage and pay less than what you're paying now. And with no medical exam, you can get it right over the phone, and that's fast. Faster than a speeding bullet? No, but fast. And we also said we make it easy. So call and get quotes, then submit an application over the phone, and that's it. And that's easy. Get approved, and coverage starts instantly. And that's fast. Faster than the speed of light? No, but fast. Call 1-800-254-9567 or go to fastlife.life. Fastlife.life. It's revolutionary. It's Fast Life.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-510-2800 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-510-2800. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-510-2800 or visit us at CoventryDirect.com. Coventry Direct. Giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
Do you like chicken? Your locally owned McDonald's is now offering their new delicious, juicy, all-white meat, buttermilk, crispy chicken tenders, showcasing a new sweet, tangy sauce that complements the chicken very nicely. If you like chicken, you're gonna love all the new buttermilk crispy chicken tenders offered in 4, 6, and 10-piece strips. All at your locally owned McDonald's restaurants in Coos Bay, North Bend, Walmart, and Reedsport. Try them today.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I have Norman Fowler from Panama City, Florida, in the studio with me, and we're talking about the destruction of the Civil War monuments across the South, and that's also spreading across the entire country. There's been some examples in Texas and Arizona and California, and it spread well beyond the Civil War monuments. Now there's efforts to abolish Thomas Jefferson. They want to abolish everything that they think is offensive to them, even though most of what they think they know is incorrect. Now, you had a couple of points you wanted to make, Norman. I'm going to let you go ahead and make your points here.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that slavery is wrong, but you cannot judge it by the zeitgeist of the day. You cannot judge the 1860s.
No, you can't, because, well, there's a whole different perception. See, and this is what people don't understand. Back in the mid-1800s, the finest medical minds in the world honestly believed that black people were not quite human. That was a commonly held understanding, even though now we know that that was wrong and incorrect. Back then, that wasn't the perception.
That's true.
And what these people today are trying to do is inflict today's understanding on the past, and you can't do that.
You can't do that.
If you did that, think of what the world would really be like if we wanted to basically obliterate all of the accumulated knowledge that mankind has acquired over the years, because that's what they're talking about.
But if you took their argument
right
to what I guess they assume would be a logical conclusion,
right,
you'd have to get rid of the Washington Monument.
Right.
You'd have to get rid of the Jefferson Memorial.
Right.
Constitution's a slave document.
Of course.
It's got slavery in it. It was written by Madison, a slaveholder.
And possibly even the Lincoln Memorial, because if you look at Lincoln's history, he was anti-slavery, but from a different perspective than what most people understand.
He wanted to send the
Them back to Africa,
yeah, recolonize them.
And in retrospect, I know I'm going to get a lot of heat for this, but in retrospect, maybe that wasn't such a bad idea, because I don't know about you, but I'm just sick to death of people who are never slave owners and people who are never slaves having a fit over something that happened 200 years ago. I mean, give me a break. I have no influence on what my ancestors did, nor do you or anybody else. What is done is done. The only thing that any of us can ever hope to achieve is to try to correct the errors of the past. But you don't eliminate those errors or the memory of those errors for fear that you'll make the same mistake again.
True.
And
would they have us take down Mount Rushmore?
Probably.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know, don't give them any ideas. Well, they've already come up with so many harebrained things that, you know, nobody in their right mind could have foreseen a lot of the things that are happening, because it's contrary to common sense.
That's true. And it just seems to feed on itself. So
Well, it does. Well, you've heard the old adage, birds of a feather flock together.
Yes.
So what's happened in America, America's become heavily, heavily polarized. And you know, you talk to the various pundits and so-called experts out there, they give you all these lame excuses and convoluted reasons. But what it boils down to, you know, you can take a half a step back and look at the situation, and America is polarized. It's not polarized between Republican and Democrat. It's not polarized between liberal and conservative. It's polarized between whack jobs and normal people. I mean, that's the truth. I mean, maybe my terminology is not all socially acceptable, but that's the bottom line. It's whack jobs versus normal people, and the normal people are finally starting, you know, I don't know if they didn't get it before, but I think even the people that didn't get it are starting to realize It's how we've been lied to, misinformed, jerked around. And it's this very thing, that this obliteration of history and all of the other politically correct aspects of our modern society. People are realizing this is not reality. This is a figment of somebody's warped and twisted imagination, and it cannot possibly work in the real world.
That's correct.
But it's the normal people that, again, I believe, are starting to take charge and try to guide the country back to something remotely resembling common sense. You know, as far as I'm concerned, most of those monuments are on public property. They're owned by the public, the taxpayers. So when they go out and they want to tear down something that belongs to me, I have a natural reaction that I want to defend my ownership. And I think that's the way most normal people think.
There's an interesting story about a Confederate monument that has caused no problem.
Right.
This monument is in the middle of downtown Tuskegee, Alabama.
Okay.
Tuskegee is 90-95% black.
Right. I've been through there.
They have no problem. Tuskegee Institute, fine institution, great school.
Yeah.
That's where the Tuskegee Airmen got
right.
their
training. I think that's how most people equate to them, because of the airmen, yeah.
But the people in Tuskegee have no problem with that.
No. No, they're mostly black, and it's not an issue. They understand what it's really about.
They seem to have a lot of common sense, which seems to be lacking elsewhere.
Well, and, you know, it's the political lefts, rabble-rousers, that are causing most of the problem. And I've watched a number of interviews from these people. A lot of them are paid to go in and agitate, you know.
That's true.
You know, this isn't off the cuff. This is a big-time, high-dollar agenda. And when you've had a few reporters that had enough gonads to start asking them some questions, you find out that most of these so-called protesters have no inkling of what they're really doing.
They don't. There was an effort to remove, getting back to that Dafuniak Springs monument there in Florida. I offered to sit down and talk with one of the people. You didn't want to talk.
Oh, no. They can't, because they have no understanding of what they're really doing. And that's the problem, and we see that all the time. Well, we've got a microcosm here on this school bond issue. We got a lot of people coming out saying they support it, and I've talked to a couple of people that say they support it. Well, when you start giving them some facts, it's amazing how they change their position.
Yeah.
It's amazing how those doggone facts, they're just so stubborn. They keep coming back and coming back and coming back, and it makes fools into exactly what they are. Fools. We got to take one more break here. So we may as well do it now. If you'd like to join the conversation, you've got just a few minutes. So dial the phone now, 541-267-2124, and we'll be right back.
It's time to play Coos Trivia.
I'll take Coos Business for $200, please.
Question, who is Jim Vick?
The owner of Jim Vick Auto Sales on Broadway in Virginia in North Bend.
Correct! What year did Jim Vick get into the car business?
Easy, 1961.
Wait, really? I didn't know that.
It's true. Did you know I just bought my pre-owned BMW from him?
I've noticed some great-looking Mercedes and Lexus models on the lot as well. I need to head down there now.
You do. And remember, Jim says,
if I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business.
Today's newer vehicles are more dependable than ever before. Qualified technicians keep them operating at peak efficiency. Bayshore Auto Repair, North Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay, have all the proper equipment and training to service and repair today's high-tech vehicles. Bayshore Auto Repair believes that care of their customers is just as important as the care they give your vehicle. Call 269-2700 for an appointment to keep your car, truck, or RV in top running condition. Bayshore Auto Repair. Top quality service and excellent customer care are their most important goals.
slip away to the tropics. The tropical decor at the new Copacabana, North Bend's newest and friendliest night spot. The Copacabana is located at 645 Virginia Avenue and features not only a full-service bar for all your favorite adult beverages, but offers hamburgers, seafood, and appetizers to satisfy your munchies. They're open from 5 till midnight Monday through Thursday and 5 till 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. At the Copacabana, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are special with a live DJ for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's the Copacabana, 645 Virginia in North Bend. Stop by tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back. This is Jim Bice Show. I want to thank Norman Fowler for coming on. You know, that's quite a thing to come all the way up from Florida just to be on the Jim Bice Show. I'm sure I'm the only reason you came up here, right?
I came to see some friends and to enjoy the beautiful scenery that you have here and the cool weather because it's still...
I know, it's still Florida.
Yeah.
I lived there for a year, so I know what you're going through. We do have a caller on the line. We have Haven from... Oh, before I get to the caller, there was a gentleman that called in earlier, and for whatever reason, we couldn't put him on at that time. If he wants to call back now... I will make sure that we get you on the air. So right now we're going to go to Haven and Bandon. Haven, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
How's it going, Jim? You still radiant?
Yeah.
Did you see what James Woods said about the congresswoman?
Yeah, I did.
The cowboy hat queen?
I did, yes.
Yeah, the Old West saloon hooker?
Yeah.
It kind of fits.
Well, you know? I don't... I'm going to take exception with him, though. She doesn't look like an Old West saloon hooker. She's much too ugly.
Well,
yeah, if she was an Old West hooker, she would have starved to death by now.
Possibly. I got a question for you. I'm educated somewhat.
Okay.
I was watching the news this weekend, and I wasn't watching. I was kind of listening to it while I was doing other things, and they kept saying, Niger, Niger. Where is that? Is that near Niger or Nigeria?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They're trying to change the pronunciation of the country, Niger. And so far I've heard like three different variations on it because they're afraid somebody might be offended. You know, what's with our society? Everybody's scared to death of offending somebody. Who cares? If you're offended, go away.
Well, and I got one more little thing on the Confederate statue thing.
Okay.
Every time I see a group of these morons looking to level a statue because it offends them, usually it's a Confederate one or one representing a Republican. Think about this. What party was it that was against not only the Civil Rights Movement, but the 13th Amendment and the Women's Rights Act?
Oh, let me think about that. Gosh, this is a tough one. It couldn't have been the lying Democrats, could it?
Maybe, but they're the ones that are wanting to rip all the statues down.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I've got a suggestion. You know, those statues are public property.
Yeah.
You and I own them. Every one of these twits that show up and demand that the statues be taken down, you figure out what the value of that statue is, and then you divide it by the number of protesters and give every one of them a bill. And then you herd them together in a corral and tell them, you're not leaving till you pay. I think that would stop some of this nonsense. Put it back on them. You know, all this whining and sniveling is going to accomplish nothing.
Enough.
You know, make them pay. We'll see how much they believe in their convictions when it comes out of their pocket. It's just like these twits on this school bond thing. Is the administration going to be willing to take a pay cut so they can pay back the people that lose their homes from this bond measure?
No.
You know, show me some sincerity.
Democrats always run out of other people's money.
Exactly. Well, Margaret Thatcher, you know, she famously said it, socialism is wonderful until you run out of other people's money.
Yep.
And, you know, look worldwide at what's happening, Haven. The normal people are standing up all over the world saying, all right, we've had enough of this nonsense. So maybe there's hope.
Possibly. Yeah. You stay right in. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. You have a great day. Thanks for the call. And my other caller that didn't make it in earlier, I hope he's listening. He's going to call next week. Oh, yeah. If you don't make it, call next week. But we've still got about 4 minutes of show if you want to call in today, because I don't want to use your name on the air. I know who it was. I don't like to use other people's names without permission. That isn't right, other than politicians, and who really cares what they think. Somewhere along the line, they forgot who they work for. We don't work for them. They work for us. Same thing with the school board here. We don't work for them. They work for us. And all these teachers and all these other twits that keep wanting more and more and more of our money that we can't afford to give them, just who in the hell do they work for? I'm going to give you an analogy. All you folks listening today, let's say you own a business and you got a whole bunch of employees, which in fact is correct because every single one of us have an ownership in government. That's the business of the United States, the business of government. And every single one of us is an owner. We're a boss. And we've got all these employees, public employees of various sorts, teachers, politicians. They're our employees. They work for us. The only reason they exist is to do our bidding. We're the ones that own this city. We own this county. We own this state, and we own this country. And now you got your employees lying to you to try to get more of your money. And they're already being paid quite handsomely. If you look at the average income of all these school administrators and teachers, compare that to the median income of the area. They make more than you do on average. And yet they want more of your money because they haven't done their job that we pay them quite handsomely to do. They don't educate our children. They indoctrinate them. The school board, now they work without pay, but they're supposed to represent the people, but they don't. Who in the hell do they represent? Well, the education establishment. Maybe somebody needs to remind them just who in the hell they work for. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of twits getting a political position, and the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, well, I don't have enough of your money. I need more of your money for this, this, and this, because I'm too damn stupid or lazy to do my job properly. So when these idiots come and knock on your door asking for your vote on this bond measure, just ask them, well, what did you do with all the money I've already given you? Anyway, that's enough of a rant. I'm out of time. I could go on for hours. Most of you know that. But, and we're out of time. I will be back next week, though. And until then, I want you to go out there and you have a